Kenyan musician J.S. Ondara is a little cagey when it comes to his initials, J.S.
J.S. is something of a mystery. It's just, you know, those initials have sort of morphed into very many different things over time. So it's just, it's usually whatever you want it to be.
So the J.S. is a mystery. But when it comes to his personal story, J.S. Ondara is more of an open book. In 2013, Ondara won the State Department Green Card Lottery to gain residency here in the U.S., but his story really begins in Kenya with a fantasy of moving here. It's reflected in his tune, American Dream.
Now take just what you need, baby. Anymore won't fit your bed. Go as fast as your feet, they will carry, for the greater chases be. Just an American dream. He was just an American dream. Yeah. Yeah.
J.S. Ondara, some 6 years ago, you won the green card lottery. Obama was president, obviously. There was an actual president in the White House with real connections to Kenya, which is kind of even more interesting. What did all that mean to you at the time when you won the lottery?
Oh, it was extremely surreal. Before that, I'd spent a couple of years really trying to find a way to get here, and you know, I did all kinds of things. I applied for work, I applied for schools, and I wanted to come here and make music, and you know, I just felt this sort of very powerful calling to do it, and I couldn't ignore it. Eventually, the green card thing happened just out of chance.
So you arrive in the U.S., you start absorbing the full scope of Bob Dylan, who is kind of a touchstone of American musical culture for you. You dive into other singer-songwriters, you land this major record deal and record an album that's gotten a lot of critical attention. And somewhere in there, Donald Trump gets elected. The opening track on your album is American Dream. The final track is God Bless America, which has the line, "Will you let me in? Or are you at capacity?" What was on your mind as you were writing these songs?
I mean, I think that the times we are in definitely were a big part of my sort of headspace, just being an immigrant in America, you know, being here and seeing the sort of growing, you know, intolerance towards immigration and knowing relatives and family and other people in my circles who are perhaps haven't been as fortunate as I have been to have this green card. And so a lot of those issues were, you know, quite present in my mind.
Oh, God bless America, the heartache of mine. Oh, God bless America, the heartache of mine.
J.S. Ondara, your album came out, I think, in February, and almost answering that question, will you let me in or are you at capacity, the answer comes from the White House later in the year when Trump said, America is full. What did you hear in that, considering you'd already gotten into the United States?
Yeah, I think I was being mostly empathetic with a lot of people who Warren and people who I knew, you know, some of them personally, who are, you know, still trying to make their way with extreme difficulty, in some ways struggling with my fortune and their misfortune. But I think I could almost in some bizarre way foresee that kind of answer from the president while I was writing that. You know, I was thinking, are we at capacity? We're obviously not, but I could see that that was a sort of the narrative that the administration was trying to propagate.
I'm speaking with musician J.S. Ondara. On the deluxe edition of your album, Tales of America, which came out in September, you include several new tracks. And in the new sequencing on the album, the final track is a David Bowie composition titled I'm Afraid of Americans. Why that song? Is the title literal? And what does it tell us about how you now see America?
I mean, I've always been very fond of that song. I love David Bowie a lot. And it felt like a very poignant song to cover, to add in a record with regards to the times we're in at the moment. And I think the sort of perspective that people have of America right now internationally is this sort of just, feeling of fear or some sort about America that's, I think, growing. And so I think that's, you know, where my head was at when I was, you know, trying to put that in the
Joan
record.
Joan is in America. Joanie looks up at the stars. Joanie combs his hair. Joanie wants girls in cars. Joan is in America. Joan is in America. Well, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. Well, I'm afraid I can't. Well, I'm afraid of America. Oh, I'm afraid of them all.
So as we head into 2020, obviously we don't know who the next president is going to be, but what would you like to tell this country that you had so many hopes about not so long ago, about how it ought to relate to people from other parts of the world?
I think all Americans ought to remember that this country was started by immigrants. I think, you know, America has sort of over time put itself up as a beacon of sort that's leading civilization or something. It's a tall order for, you know, anyone to carry. But, you know, I think if someone needs to carry that torch, you know, we should be more conscious about how we're going about doing that.
My heart is never on time.
J.S. Ondara, really great to meet you. Thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely, thanks for the time.
Oh, and it's about to break. Yeah, I close my eyes and count to ten.
J.S. Ondara's album, Tales of America, The Second Coming, has been nominated for a Grammy in the Best Americana Album category, one of those categories you probably won't see awarded on the TV broadcast. We'll keep you updated, though, if he wins. In the Kenyan Americana category, though, he's already a winner. That is our show today from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being here. We'll see you Monday.
She won't be a sinner like Angelina, not like